Blackstone Audio presents The Stone Wife, a Peter Diamond investigation by Peter Lovesey. This book is read by Simon Preble. Chapter 1.
Will somebody start me at 500?
A card with a number was raised near the front.
Thank you. 550. 600. 650. 7. 750 at the back. 8.
The bidding was keen by West Country standards. Morton's auction house in Bath was used to lots being knocked down almost at once. This had a sense of energy, even though the faces were giving nothing away.
1,000.
4 or 5 local antique dealers were still interested, and Dennis Doggett, the auctioneer, needed the help of his assistants to keep track of the small movements that signified bids.
2,000. 2,002. 4 on my left. 6. 8. I have 3,000 on the phone.
Heads turned. Not everyone in the room had realized bids were being phoned in. This wasn't a sale of Impressionist paintings at Sotheby's. It was only the regular quarterly disposal of bits brought into the Bath office for valuation, many of them bric-a-brac or tat. Doggett was unfazed. He'd been told to expect 2 telephone bidders from New York and Tokyo.
At 3,000,
the man who had appeared to be pushing hardest shook his head. He'd reached his limit. But others were still in. The price mounted steadily, way past the valuation figure.
At £5,000,
a stifled gasp came from the back where some onlookers had gathered. The remaining bidders were regulars at auctions all over the West Country, except one, a dark-haired man in a cream-coloured linen jacket and white...